deep and ready to receive these thoughts, ideas, illustrations. Yes. And that's our game. I'll speak and provide stimulation, ideas, suggestions, and alterations. You will listen and relax and feel and twitch and gasp and picture, fantasize and experience. And each of those things that you experience as we go down, well, it may push you to the edge. Maybe you'll shoot early. Maybe you'll let go before we reach the finish line. And if you do, keep listening. There'll be a bit of a penalty at the end, but you'll get to hear all sorts of arousing things that may return you to the rigid, throbbing hardness you have going in. Listen and follow. Follow and feel. So speaking of that hardness, yes, in your failure you won't enjoy the full intention of the experience we are trying to create. You'll just have to live with the knowledge and try harder. Despite the sensation, the welling up and aching need inside you, the will to continue, the gasping, clutching desire that creeps in, motivates your limbs, stirs your body, makes the veins stand out more on your shaft, makes your head bulge and pre-cum dribble. Despite all of that, you are going to hold out, feel pleasure and hear my voice. And know that in your experience and intention you can surely endure the whole of what I will present. Resisting the rising and aching need inside you, I know you could be equal to the task. We'll see if you will be. Now listen to me. You've already set aside the conscious outside world in order to come here. Temporarily distance yourself from troublesome interruptions, from responsibilities of the everyday. You're here, and your thoughts, which are suspended, which belong to a different part of your mind, are necessarily falling through your body, pooling between your legs, waiting for my next word to send ripples through the surface of your thoughts, your pleasure, your desire. Relax. Good. Because now we get started. But I'll be supplying sensations, thoughts, images. Your hands fallen by your side. Slowly. Relaxingly locked there. Waiting. Your thoughts, which as I said have been distanced from the outside world, are already pooling in your cock. Waiting. Rippling. All the tension produced in your body through the day, and absorbed earlier by your current state, also relaxing there, rendering you almost impossibly rigid and ready, sensitive and upstanding. Good. Now,